A writing workshop for servicemen and women is helping veterans recall their military duty and share it with others. A group of students recently marked the end of class with a public reading. WNYC's Anne-Marie Fertoli was there.
The Medal of Honor citation credits Meyer for saving the lives of 38 troops, but that seems to matter little to him.
That's Randy Clinton, an active duty Marine who served in Afghanistan, reading his own writing in public for the first time.
Mors tua vita mea is inked across his chest. Your death is my life.
He shared his personal reflections in front of a friendly audience of a few dozen people, including his wife and two children. His wife, Astrid, says she liked the perspective Randy took with his writing and that he loved working with fellow servicemen in the writing group.
Every time he gets home, he would tell me about how he could share stories and other people can relate to the stories. He loved that aspect of it.
Randy says it was an amazing feeling to have his family watching him read.
One of the really things I hope is they see Dad, you know, reading, they see Dad writing books, they see Dad speaking, and that rubs off on them.
It's those kinds of experiences that make it worthwhile for instructor David Surface, who led the group in weekly workshops.
People say, why do you do this? Why teach veterans? And the answer is, I love to teach writing to people to whom writing really matters. And once these workshops get going, the writing, you can tell how much it matters to these guys.
The workshop included combat veterans, a military public affairs specialist, and, for the first time, two writers who served active duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. Paul Wasserman was part of a specialized Army air crew during the troop surge in Iraq. He says the writing group helped him remember.
Writing about the war is less cathartic than it is a method of remembering. It's how you can remember that full experience.
His story, Fragment, is about the briefing soldiers receive prior to missions. He says the briefings became sort of an act of theater, and recalling them, a study in character.
Once the door is shut in the briefing room, the four acts commence. First on is the weather guesser, borrowed from the Air Force.
Wasserman's written poetry before. He says he took the class to work on his prose. He's hoping to write a war novel over the summer.
Instead, he keeps an icon. Above his desk, he's taped the headshot of a woman who was once a weather airman, too, and now gives the forecast on a TV news team in Vegas.
He says he wasn't nervous about reading in public and believes his time at war may have had something to do with that.
Maybe one result of the war experience is that it's impossible to be nervous. So it doesn't matter what will happen.
More workshops are underway at Fordham this summer. For WNYC, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli.